On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, better internet, Wirecast streaming, and PowerPoint got switched. Hi, and welcome to the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. Our first question today comes from Vibzy2 on YouTube, and he says, I have 0.90 megabits per second, so around 900 kilobits, although I'm rounding, upload speed, and my download is 466 and my ping is 28, but I can't stream for anything and I'm literally pulling my hair out. How do I get better upload speed? You're right, that's the problem. So you can either downgrade the quality of your video to probably 360p, maybe less, because less than a megabit is really not enough to live stream. So do it maybe 240p, 360p, something like that, pretty small. Or you need to talk to your ISP, and if you can get a megabit or a little less than a megabit, maybe for more money you can get 5 megabits or 10 megabits. Remember, up is what matters most, so try that. If you cannot, see if there's another ISP in your area that will give you the speed that you need. Because I think probably you're going to want between 4 and 6 megabits up. More would be better, but, you know, whatever fits in your budget. But if you wanted to do 720p, you're looking at around 3 to 4. If you want to do 1080p, 5 to 6. So call around and see if you can't get better speed. Okay, Walter Wallace. They may take our land! Oh, sorry. I am currently trying to stream video online through YouTube. I'm using a Blackmagic Ultra Studio Mini Recorder, MacBook Pro, and Wirecast to stream to YouTube. My speed is quoted at over 400 megabits per second read write. However, when I attempt to stream at 1080p, it stalls out. I'm unsure why, and I'm hoping you have some advice. I attached an image so that you can see results. Thanks for all you do. Well, you're welcome. So, Walter, the first thing you need to do is you're looking at read-write speed on your disk. You need to worry about the upload speed to your internet service provider. YouTube probably isn't the problem. It's probably your upload speed. But in remembering our discussion, it seems like you had enough upload speed. So it seems like it was something with maybe, I guess what I would do is I would try and minimize everything as much as possible and make sure that you have the easiest load on your system as possible. The MacBook Pro depends on the age. If you're looking at a more modern one, like an i7, that shouldn't be the problem. I think I'd also look at maybe RAM. Make sure that you've got enough of that as well. Make sure that your Wirecast is upgraded to the latest version. That goes with the OS. I've got Wirecast 2, and whenever there's a new version of OS 10, there's sometimes a problem where it causes it to gack up. So look into that as well. Danny, via email, says, you've actually been a great help to me to answer quick questions when I'm about to do a presentation is fantastic. Well, thanks. Glad to help. I learned from a Google search that sometimes ProPresenter crashes when trying to import my PowerPoint file. Weird that is happening, but read that by dragging it to into ProPresenter, it will enter. Now I cannot find another solution for something. To show my PowerPoint, somehow the PowerPoint got switched. And where the full screen PowerPoint is on my laptop and the ProPresenter layout is visible on the projector. How do I switch these opposites so that people will only see the full screen version? Again, thank you for the great help and the quick answers you're providing. If I remember, Danny is a missionary, and so sometimes he drops me lines from all over. I think the last place, this one actually might have been Honduras or El Salvador. One of those two, I believe. Could be totally wrong, but I think that's right. So, in this situation, what you want to do is, in the preferences to ProPresenter, go to displays, and you should see two or three boxes on the display. One will say output. That is the output. Now, when you click on it, it should put like a border around the screen. So that should tell you if you are clicking on the one that says output and yet the screen right in front of you has the border on it, you've got a problem. So what you can do is just click and drag that over to the other screen. Try that, see if that doesn't work. I think if I remember correctly, that did work for you, but just thought that I would offer that. Well, I hope that helped you, and if not, if that hasn't answered your question, or you've got a slight tweak on one of these questions or something like that, then by all means, leave your question below the video. That's what I'm here for. Now, if you're listening to the audio podcast or you're watching the video podcast, there's really not a good way to do that. So, no problem. Head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com. Trinity, like the Holy Trinity. Digital, like ones and zeros. Media, like media.com. And just pick a show. Leave your comment under there. While you're there, by the way, sign up for the email newsletter. It's free, and in fact, I've just re-engineered some stuff so that there are more freebies going out to my new subscribers. So you're going to want to join that and just see all the great stuff that I'm offering there. In fact, there are a few things that, you know, we're talking $10 here, $10 there, $30 here, etc. So, you know, stuff that's actually worth money, not just stuff that I've created randomly, but stuff that I've sold before. So, if that appeals to you, head over there. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.